Okay. Issue one and agenda paper 31, variable discounts. Sean's going to open it up for us.
Great. Thanks, Ian. TRG paper 31 addresses stakeholders' concern that the new revenue standard is not clear about allocating a variable discount to one or some but not all performance obligations. The issue arises because the guidance on allocating a discount to one or some but not all performance obligations is different than the guidance on allocating variable consideration to one or some but not all performance obligations. The question arises on which guidance an entity should apply if there is a variable discount in a contract. Three views have been brought forward. View A, those of view A hold that the guidance on allocating variable consideration is considered first, and only if an entity does not qualify under that guidance would it go on to consider the other guidance on allocating a discount. View B is that the guidance on allocating discount would apply regardless of whether the discount is fixed or variable. View C would insert judgment, and an entity would first need to determine whether it needs to apply the variable consideration allocation guidance or the discount guidance. The overarching principle would be looking at the allocation principle to determine which makes the most sense in a given set of facts and circumstances. The staff thinks that only view A is consistent with the new revenue standard. In reaching that conclusion, it notes in paragraph 32-41 or 86 in IFRS 15, it establishes a hierarchy for allocating variable consideration to a portion of the contract. It states that only after the entity considers whether all or a portion of the variable consideration relates to a specific part of the contract would an entity consider the remaining paragraphs on allocating the transaction price. And those remaining paragraphs include the guidance on allocating the discount to the transaction price. With that, I'd like to ask the TRG if they agree with the staff's interpretation and if there's any other questions on this paper.
Okay, thank you, Sean. We'll take comments in London first. Has anybody got any views on this item? Tony, now just check I make you right. Your micro, don't push the button. No, there you go.
thanks, Ian. It's Tony DeBell from PwC. I think my sense is that I agree with where the staff's got to, that the guidance in paragraph 86 suggests that you look at the variable consideration guidance first. My other observation on the paper, I think, is that the perspective the staff has explained in paragraph 10 is also important, which is to say if there is a fixed component of the discount, so that the fixed element of any consideration, if that is less than the aggregate, the standalone selling prices, you would apply the guidance to allocate discounts rather than the guidance to allocate variable consideration. I think that follows from the analysis in the paper, and I think that's what paragraph 10 is saying, although it's not responding specifically to the question.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments? Do I take it for lack of comment that most people agree with view A? Does anybody doesn't agree with view A? Now, I think we've got unanimous agreement with view A, Jim. So over to you.
Ian.
Okay. I'll just repeat it, Jim. Yes, you were right that we only had one comment, but then we got unanimous support for view A.
And you're coming across perfectly now.
I'm always perfect, Jim.
Yeah, when we want to hear what you say, then it's perfect. Comments here, agreement with the staff, see some head nodding. Looks like unanimous agreement with the staff on this side as well, Ian. So that's a successful outcome, I guess.
The challenge now for you, Jim, is to do the next one as quickly.
Yeah, material rights. That'll be, let's see if we can do that.